This is Tom Goldman in Portland, Oregon, a long way from France, but a place where there's a lot of interest in the tour. Portland consistently is near or at the top of the list of best U.S. cities for cycling, and everywhere you go, you see cyclists riding to work or pounding up hills during their lunch breaks, which is what Jim Kuhn is about to do. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Tom?
Every July, when you're doing these rides, are you imagining you're in the tour, like climbing the Pyrenees or the Alps, when you're really hunched over your bike, really going for it?
I think imagining the Pyrenees or the Alps would be a little intimidating, but there's an extra energy in our little peloton here in Portland when the tour is happening.
Jim Kuhn saw his first Tour de France when he was in France at the age of 16. Now a 60-year-old lawyer, Kuhn follows the race online, even the bad news. Kuhn is bothered by the doping scandals, but he doesn't dwell.
I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about who's going to make a brave attack off the front and get 15 minutes on the peloton, who's going to win a sprint. So that's just not an issue that I prefer to focus on. It's no fun. 12:15, gentlemen. Time to ride.
Jim Kuhn hops onto his $3,600 racing bike and heads out with about 20 others for a thigh-burning ride through the Portland hills. Unlike Kuhn, veteran cycling journalist Joe Lindsay will pay attention to the doping issue. It's part of his job covering the race in France this month for bicycling.com. It may be self-preservation, but amidst the steady drumbeat of bad news, Lindsay finds some silver lining.
I think last year's tour was an improvement. It was cleaner.
Despite several riders testing positive, Lindsay says the absence of lopsided victories on some of the 2008 tour stages was an indicator that fans were seeing an honest race.
They didn't have the raw strength to be able to just blast out of the field time and time again and respond to attacks and, you know, roll away from everybody like it was nothing. And you can look at things like that and say, okay, I believe we're making progress now.
Lindsay says at this tour, anti-doping officials are planning to test lots of riders, particularly star riders who are expected to do well.
The critics say I'm arrogant. A doper.
There's no rider with a bigger star than Lance Armstrong. He's marking his comeback Tour de France with a feisty Nike ad that draws familiar battle lines between the good guys, cancer survivors like Armstrong, and the bad guys, his detractors.
They can say whatever they want. I'm not back on my bike for them.
But the biggest fight Armstrong could face in his quest for an eighth Tour victory may come from his own teammate, Alberto Contador. Contador won the 2007 Tour, and he's been designated the leader of the Astana team, meaning his teammates, Armstrong included, are expected to help him win. Joe Lindsay says an Armstrong-Contador competition could create a perilous situation for Astana.
If one of them gets the lead early, they may feel a little bit more pressure to defend it and therefore defend their status within the team and keep the guys working for them. If they do that, that runs the risk of really kind of using up a lot of the energy and the resources of the team early before it's needed.
And it'll be needed, says Lindsay, near the end of the tour, which features a monstrous mountain climb.
It may very well decide the race. And if you're tired before you get there, then you have no hope.
Which is the operative word for the Tour de France. Among the riders, hope for victory. Among the organizers, a desperate hope for a cleaner race. Tom Goldman, NPR News.